Hey everybody. Okay, so this was written April 28th, 2015. That makes me 13 years old. So yeah. I don't know what to say at the beginning of these. Let's just get into it. So I wrote, after I finish this journal, I might start using the computer instead of a notebook. I'll just type on Microsoft Word. I didn't end up doing that, obviously, and I'm glad because diaries are way more fun when, like, you can actually see the writing. Grandma is coming to our house in 1 week. Today is her birthday, and we're going to celebrate with her next Tuesday. A couple days ago, Dad told me I'm invited to Kimmy's house for a spa day at 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock on this coming Saturday. I'll probably be going, but there's a small chance I won't. My little cousin made a Quotev account. Okay, wait, that's this website where you can make personality quizzes, and then you can also, I think, write, like, short stories on there and, like, fan fiction and stuff like that, so that's what it's kind of known for. So, my little cousin made a Quotev account, and she's taking some really awful quizzes for her age. Like, what do boys like about you? And what mean girl's character are you? Has she even watched that? Because I'm not allowed to. My little cousin, let's see, if I was 13, that would make her 9 when I was writing this. Whoa, what just fell out? Okay, that was unexpected. I had a drawing in here, and it just fell out of the diary. It's a drawing of birds. I don't know. Alright, well, that's fun. I'll put that to the side here. Okay, moving on. As I was saying, a few days ago, I hung out with Jessica. I wore a long-sleeved, lacy, royal blue dress with tights. I think I normally would never dress like that as a 13-year-old hanging out with a friend, but I wore that because my friend Jessica and her mom offered to take me out to dinner and like a play. So that's why I was dressed like that. Under normal circumstances, I would not wear a lacy royal blue dress on a play date. Dad took me to their grandma's cabin, where we then drove to an Italian restaurant. They didn't have pizza, so I got spaghetti. The waitress looked like a mixture of Tinkerbell and Mila Kunis. She was prettier than both of them. Then we went to the theater, where we watched Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins was okay. And then in parentheses I put, wow, I sound so ungrateful. Then I wrote, so then they took me back to the cabin where Dad was going to pick me up at 10 p.m., but he offered later, and Jessica was like, yes, yes, yes. But I was really tired, so I desperately wanted to go home, get in my pajamas, and go to bed, but I had to stay another hour. We looked at the movies they had there and drank hot chocolate. Then Dad came, and he talked to Jessica's dad for 30 minutes to an hour, and then we left. Mom is at the store right now. I was going to get my hair cut, but I decided not to today. I'll probably get it cut tomorrow. I'm having second thoughts about going to Kimmy's spa day, because when you go to spa days, other people do your hair and nails and stuff, and if you don't like it, then you're forced to keep it anyway because you don't want to hurt their feelings. I actually remember this one time when two of my friends, they had, like, kind of an argument because, one of them painted the other's nails, and she didn't like it, so she immediately took it off, and then there was, like, some tension between them. Yikes. Spa days are a dangerous thing when you're 13 years old. Then I wrote, I want to practice my cursive handwriting, and then I just, like, wrote fancy for, like, half a page, I just wrote a bunch of gibberish, and then I wrote, Wow, today I'm writing a lot. I'm kind of looking forward to finishing this journal because then I can start using the computer instead, which is easier, I think. Well, I do love to write though, so I'm not sure what I'll do. My window is open, which makes me feel super happy. Yay for fresh air. Yes, yay for fresh air. It's getting really hard to be Juliana's friend. It's like Juliana chooses who I hang out with. And then I listed a few people that were in our friend group. Anybody else, and she gets mad at me. I wish that I had the courage to say something back. I let everyone walk all over me, and I wish I didn't. Okay, thankfully, I don't think I do that anymore, which is good. And then I wrote, Mom just got back from the store. And that is the end. Yep, that's the end. Well, thank you for listening. I'll do this again next month, probably. And, yeah, love you guys.